I imagine that's not exactly true.
Doctor, this is Lee Weathers from corporate.
I'm just looking for some information about Morgan.
Morgan was our third attempt, our little breakthrough. It's the next step in evolution. It's bioengineered with synthetic DNA. Within a month, walking and talking. Within 6 months, it exceeds our wildest expectations.
I'd like to discuss the incident, if that's okay.
She had a tantrum. There was joy in her heart before we shoved her back in that box.
After rewatching this trailer, Paul Giamatti does sound like he's trying to play the Joker in here. You feel a little sad, Morgan? It sounds like that line Joker had in Suicide Squad. You want beef? You don't want any beef? Morgan, people! Here to talk about that Morgan. That's a stupid-ass title, by the way. Morgan is the... They call it the it. Some people call it the she. Some people call it the it. Is the biogenetic design of a person that they created in a lab. Go ahead and give a plot synopsis. This is directed by that Scott boy. Luke Scott Ridley. I mean, Ridley Scott's son here. Luke Scott. I'm fucking that all up right now. And if I'm not mistaken, man, this is his first time directing. He did a short back in 2012 called Loom, but this is his first time behind the camera, or actually any kind of big blockbuster film. Oh, I wouldn't even call this a blockbuster, though. Theatrical release film. There you go. Jesus Christ, my words are fucking. I'm sorry I had a little bit to drink earlier. And what we got here is we open up with Morgan. Video footage. She ends up stabbing a bitch in the eye. Stabs her a couple of times. They kind of drop us right in the middle of the film. The trailer kind of shows you, like, as if it's gonna start you from her when she was a baby growing up, and then how she got neglected, I guess, or whatever the bad happened to her to turn her into this killing machine. No, we kind of get dropped off as she's already at the predictable age it is, and she's played by Anya Taylor-Joy from The Witch. I hated that fucking movie, so fuck it. But I will give this girl credit, Morgan. She does an excellent job in this film, by the way. And we got Kate Mara, who plays Lee Weathers, in here. And after this incident, Kate Mara comes in. She's the person, pretty much she's an assassin. She's a spy. She's pretty much there to determine if this thing needs to be terminated or not. And, well, she's going to be the one to make sure that that thing gets terminated. So... Toby Jones is in there. She's one of the doctors, Dr. Simon Ziegler, whatever his name in here. You got Michelle Yeoh as Dr. Liu Qing, Vinette Robinson, Dr. Brenda Finch, and who else? I'm missing Michael Yeager. He plays Ted in here. Oh, and Chris Sullivan, Dr. Darren Finch, and they also got Boyd Holbrook, who plays Skip in here. I ain't gonna lie, I thought that was what's his name from Rick Flagg from Suicide Squad too, but he plays the cook in here. And why is he in here? There's absolutely no fucking reason why he needs to be in here. He's actually pointless and useless, kind of like the rest of these characters. So, he's the only one that's kind of freaked out on Morgan. He calls it an it, and everybody else, they're so enamored with Morgan. They love Morgan. I mean, they spent 5 years with her on this deserted mansion of theirs and stuff, like, in the middle of nowhere. I don't even know if this is what country this is. I don't even know what state it is. They don't bother to tell you, so you really don't give a shit. And everybody else is just fascinated with Morgan. Her growth, everything about her, how much she's learning. The fact that this is the third attempt at this, and they failed, but everything with Morgan has just went so right. So they've created a life in a new way. And basically, it's not life to... It's basically that whole story of creating life to be superior. You know, not being born with any genetic problems, or, you know, what if you could be born without diabetes and cancers and all that stuff. To be perfect in the way that God, humans should not play God, basically. So, basically, everything is cool. You know, she stabbed that chick in the eye, but even the chick that got stabbed in the eye, she's just like, eh, what? And if you don't know who that was Jennifer Jason Leigh. She plays Kathy Griffin here. And that woman can't be in a movie without getting her ass beat. I swear. If it ain't puppet sex, it's getting her ass beat, especially in the past 2 years. They don't give her nothing to do, though. Jennifer Jason Leigh is probably the biggest name in here and probably on the biggest role other than Toby Jones and Michelle Yeoh. Kate Mara, nobody gives a fuck about you. But Jennifer Jason Leigh is probably, without a shadow of a doubt, on the hottest role right now out of all these. She's in critically acclaimed films and shit. But she doesn't do a damn thing in this film. And basically, everything is cool. Morgan is awesome. Kate Mara, she's kind of one note as fuck. I already just didn't like her from the guy. I was just like, oh wow, she's bland as fuck. There's a reason for it. Comes up at the end, and I'll get to that a little bit. But everything is cool up until Paul Giamatti shows up. Paul Giamatti shows up, and he just, like you hear in the trailer, he just got to amp everything up the one bit. And he's basically the psych ward. He's coming in to test if Morgan is dangerous because, well, she got upset, and if this is how she reacts when she gets upset, that she's stabbing people in the eye, then I guess we need a Terminator. So he's there to push the buttons just a little bit. And, you know, he starts to get on Morgan's nerves, whatever, and he's testing it, but Morgan kind of backfires on him and says, don't you have a wife and kids that you can't see because of work and stuff? And he kind of gets on apology mind, so he's just like, okay, you want beef, bro? You want beef? All right, well, hey, look, Morgan, what if I say I had you terminated right about now, huh? What would you do, huh? What, let's just say, what if I had this dot and that, and this, if I had this and that happen to you, huh? What if I had you stay in this room for the rest of your life, and then I had your ass terminated, huh? What would you do? She's crying, she's in tears, she's like, I don't know, whatever. And she's like, what do you do? And then that's when she jumps on that table and just, I guess she eats his ass. Yeah, she takes a bite out of his fucking neck and shit. Now, I love how the trailer tries to show as if this movie, she has psychic powers and shit like that, which I thought was cool as fuck. She don't have any goddamn powers in this film. And that shit pissed me off. I was just like, oh, you son of a bitch. People, if you don't know, an AI actually put this trailer together over at IBM. It's the first time a non-human put together a trailer. They got a big thing about it going on. Matter of fact, you can look it up on IMDb. It's right after the trailer. They have some execs from IBM talk about how this AI system watched the movie and generated a trailer from it and stuff like that. It's pretty damn incredible, I must say. But I gotta say one thing about that AI. Fuck that AI, because that AI lied and tell us that this bitch has psychic powers and shit like that. She ain't got no powers or anything like that, and it really pissed me off, to be honest. I was like, oh, she's about to fuck shit up. She gets off and take a bite out of her. They restrain Morgan after she kills him, and then they just really realize that, well, at least Michelle Yeoh and even Kate Mara, they're like, we got to put her down now. They're not with that. As a matter of fact, they so much as drug her to knock her out and stuff like that, but once Michelle Yeoh leaves and stuff like that, Chris Sullivan, he's like, you know what? Fuck you guys, I'm not doing this. And everybody, even Toby Jones, he goes and hang himself. He's like, I don't want no part of this and stuff. They see him later, he's hung up in a fucking, on his chair with a rope around his neck and stuff like that. This is how much Morgan, I thought, but I was thinking, because of the whole trailer of the psychic powers and stuff, I was thinking Morgan had some kind of control over their minds and stuff like that, where she made them just fall in love with her. But no, it's none of that. It's just they bonded with this girl. They treated her as if she was her daughter and stuff like that. And I feel like we were missing a whole lot of that movie. But let me finish the plot synopsis. So then Morgan, they don't decide to kill her. She gets free and just goes on a killing spree and murders everybody. And then that's the end. That's the plot synopsis here. Now, my problem with the movie is I feel like, sound like Bill Cosby. I feel like that, you know, when Morgan got free and cuckoo kajook, you know. But no, the whole thing about, you know, not wanting to kill Morgan and how much of a family they were, I feel like we missed a lot of that in the film. And they kept trying to show you it in clips and small bits and flashbacks and stuff like that. It was basically doing some DC shit, and it really interrupted the movie. I mean, it's an hour and 34 minutes or something like that. And this is one of those movies where I felt like it could have benefited had it been 2 hours. Because basically you got Toby Jones teaching Kate Mara the whole thing of how she was a baby and grew up and stuff like that. And just like, oh, I was hoping to follow this character, grow the character, because you don't really give a fuck about none of these people, to be honest. Hell, you don't even really give a fuck about Morgan at times. She, Morgan, the actress that's playing Anya Taylor-Joy, does an amazing job of playing Morgan. I mean, she does a great job playing it. And I thought everybody was just decent, except for Kate Mara. She was one note throughout the whole film. But they were decent in the sense that it was just like, eh, whatever. And then you got Rose Leslie in here, Dr. Amy Mincer. I don't know what the hell was wrong with her. She's just like, I don't like people. I don't, whatever. She was kind of a bitch throughout the whole film. And she had like some connection with Morgan as well, where, you know, the reason why Morgan went crazy is because she took Morgan outside of the vicinity, and they show you this in a flashback where Morgan had first time interaction with a lot of stuff, and she saw this deer dying, and I guess Morgan in her mind thought that, hey, I'm going to put the deer out of his misery, but she ended up snapping that deer's neck, and he's just like, damn, girl, I don't think you put that thing out of his misery peacefully, at least, or whatever. And, you know, but obviously she don't know the difference because, you know, she never had these kind of interactions before and stuff. I thought it was a little extreme that they wanted to exterminate. I was like, you can teach this. But then again, I don't know. She's killing people now, whatever. But she just don't know no better. And this is where you teach her. She's a growing, I don't know what you call her and stuff like that, but organism, if you will. And she's constantly learning and stuff. I think it's a huge breakthrough. But you don't really get to spend that much time with her and the people that defend her. And Kate Mara, I love it because when Kate Mara first meets Morgan, Toby Jones like, isn't it impressive? And she was like, you're waiting on me to say that? Because that's not what I'm thinking right now, whatever. And Toby Jones been looking like he didn't want to be in this movie for the rest of the film. He was just staring. He was just like, yeah, you see this Kate Mara? Fuck her. Yeah, fuck her. He was like looking at her like, oh, she's one of those office tier type of people, whatever, that just don't care about this breakthrough we made or anything like that. She's just here to see profits. And it's like, fuck her. I thought Kate Mara, look, for the twist that comes at the end of what she was, I thought she did fine with that. But for the follow her throughout the whole movie, she is fucking dull as shit in this movie. And she's one note throughout it. You just like, Jesus Christ, are you going to die or not? And then, you know, I got to say, she's pretty goddamn unbelievable to be a spy, too, as well. I just like, girl, you just ain't picking right scripts no more. You need to fire your agent or you just need to act better. I don't know what's going on here, but you just suck as shit. Another problem I have with the movie is, look, the first two acts, they got some flaws in it, but look, I can go with it. That third act, though, I felt like it drug on, but it drug on into a place where it's kind of fucking ridiculous and shit. Basically, Morgan gets free. Kate Mara breaks out, but Morgan kills everybody except for Amy because, you know, Amy showed her these places and stuff like that, so she feels like Amy's the one that loves her. And, you know, and her and Kate Mara, they start having some action scenes that look just flat out ridiculous. I'm not gonna lie. Like, first of all, I didn't even think they were shot that well. But then when they were fighting and stuff like that, I was like, so Morgan knows martial arts now? What the fuck? And then Kate Mara as well, too. And it just threw me completely off. I was just like, yeah, this is missing kind of the whole point. I kind of would have preferred, this is how I would have set the ending up. I kind of would have preferred had Morgan kept them alive, because they were planning on keeping Morgan alive. They were waking her up because they were like, we got to get the hell up out of this place. More people are going to come. We're going to take Morgan. We're just going to drive away far. I would have preferred a movie where they would have escaped with Morgan and got them away, and Kate Mara and some people would have been hunting them down and murdering one by one these so-called family members of Morgan, to the point where it made just Morgan snap. Kind of like a Chronicle moment where she just finally snaps and just goes on a killing spree throughout this whole company that created her and stuff like that. But instead, she kills everyone, she gets taken to this lake, and then, you know, next thing you know it, Kate Mara gets her ass kicked, and she even gets stabbed. She's stuck to a tree, but then the next scene, because the editing is such shit in this movie towards the end, the very next fucking scene where you see Kate Mara struggling in this tree, the next scene, Amy's like, oh my god, look behind you, Morgan, or she turns around, and then, bam, she gets knocked upside the head with a rifle by Kate Mara. I was just like, how the fuck did she get free from that tree and catch up with her? And then she kills Morgan, and then next you know it, she looks at Amy, she takes Amy's gun, and then she shoots Amy there, and I was just like, well, I guess you gotta do cleanup duty, and plus, Amy was working with her, so fuck it. But then she kills the chef that she was with, which, by the way, I don't know why she kills him, because he's like, what's going on? Tell me what happened. Where's Amy? And then she just like, hey, I'm sorry. Then she shoots his ass, and then next thing she goes back to her bosses, and they're talking about her. Apparently, Kate Mara in here is the same thing that Morgan was, except she's just an earlier model of Morgan. And then, and the way you find this out is by Kate Mara looking at her hands at a diner or something like that, and then they start to do what Morgan did. I'm just like, but what is up with this hand shit? What is this? It's like, are you going to start letting things levitate around you or something like that? Like, I was expecting for them to glow like them some Dragon Ball Z shit, and for her to do shoot a Kamehameha wave or something like that at her, because she just looked at her hands and they were shaking and stuff and saying that, oh, she's an early model and stuff and we're gonna keep her around because she does a damn good job and stuff. And it's like, oh, that was shit. I was, oh god, I wish she really wouldn't have went that route. Now come on, now there were so many better endings you could have came up with this, and that's what you guys went with. Ugh. Oh god, that AI apparently sees a better movie than what human beings have been seeing, because damn, I wish I had that AI's memory banks right there, because that AI created a much better trailer and a movie, or saw a better movie out of this than I did, because I don't think it's terrible. You're not cringing or anything like that. You're just going like, why? You're more just going, why are you doing this? Why won't you do that and stuff like that? I think it's serviceable. But it was more just disappointing in that, because I saw so many places you can go. I think it's nothing unique about it. You've seen here, been there, done that and stuff. The editing is shit. I think the writing is sloppy in some parts or whatever. The acting is just fine, but you don't really care about none of the characters because you don't really spend any time with them and stuff. Matter of fact, there's even one black chick in here. Damn, who played her? I can't remember who played her now. I'm blanking. Oh, it was Brenda. She's in the Brenda Finch in here, played by Vanette Robinson, where she doesn't know what's going on, that Morgan's free and stuff like that, and Morgan pulls a gun on her. She slaps the gun and punches the fuck out of Morgan. They get into an elbow fight scene or whatever, and I'm just like, damn, okay, I guess she went ghetto on this girl. You know, this girl can fight now and defend herself. And you're just like, where the fuck was that at? But you wouldn't know that because you didn't really spend any time with these people and stuff. I guess you get it from a human connection, and it's just like, look, how can you raise something for 5 years and just kill it off so easily as if it's a piece of meat or something like that? You know, there's like obviously a bond there, and you get that. The problem with the movie is they just doesn't show you it. And you're just like, oh, well, I feel like I'm missing a lot in this movie that you could have really had me on. And it could have been really good. It's like a cross between Species and Ex Machina. Much better than Species and nowhere near Ex Machina. Although I will say, I think Anya Taylor-Joy, if she would have had more of the dude and given a little bit more material, I think she could have been just as good as Alicia Vikander in that film. There's a lot of elements in here where I see this film should have been better than what it is. And for some reason, it was just missing those simple, basic instruments to make this flow right. And the thing is, you watch Ex Machina and you get that. You spend time with those three characters. Four, if you want to count that Asian Chinese robot that came out later in the... But you spend a lot of time with those three, and you kind of understand where they're coming from. And plus, that mystery is there in Oscar Isaac, where you don't know if he's an ally or not. And I think this film really drops the ball on all that, especially when you got men hanging themselves over the thought of just killing this girl. So, I don't know. For me, I thought it was lackluster. Didn't hate the film, but when it ended, I was just like, I really wish this would have been better. I saw potential in this. I saw where this could have been something. And they really just dropped the ball for me. Overall, though, I'm just gonna give it a low stream it. I think if you watch this at home, you'd be like, ah, that's cool. I mean, especially some parts in this film, it's definitely much better if it's just in the background, because you just like, because at least that way you could be like, oh, I feel like I missed something, let me watch it again. Then when you rewatch it, you'd be like, oh, I didn't miss a damn thing, actually. Nothing really taught here. But yeah, I'm just gonna go low stream it. I didn't end up hating the film. I would probably even watch it again, not in the theaters though. If somebody, a friend of mine, wanted to watch it, I would probably watch it at home with them. But it's nothing that I can tell you to rush out and see. It's not gonna make a best of list. To be honest, by the end of the day, it's just kind of boring and forgettable, to be honest. And I'm gonna forget this in about 3, 2, 1. What movie are we reviewing now? Oh yeah, that's right. I don't remember.
You feeling a little sad?
Yes.
Do you like it here?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
I like my friends.
Do you think they treat you like a friend? I mean, you think it's normal for friends to lock each other in cages? What would you do if I recommended that you should not be allowed to leave this room? What if I recommended that you be terminated?
We should end this.
Answer me! What would you do?
Where's Morgan?
Initiating lockdown.
What you don't understand is...
10.
Morgan is still evolving.
9.
The people in this house are in danger.
8.
It needs to be terminated.
7. 6.
Don't be afraid.
5. 4. 3.
I'm starting to feel like myself.